Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Right now we're in the book of Acts, and it's very exciting. This podcast is brought to you by Patreon and all the people who are patrons for the Pray Every Day show. Thank you so much for being a part of that. This is your ministry. It's not mine. You are giving to make this ministry go all over the world, and I have had the privilege of seeing people's lives changed for the better because of the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer. And so, wow, thank you so much. If you want to support the podcast as well, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And at the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting. Now, these end up usually in my Etsy shop. And so it is a value. And then at the $25 level, you'll receive a free secret podcast that nobody else receives other than the other $25 patrons. So, all right, let's jump into Acts chapter 13, verses 42 through 46 in the voice, and it says this: Paul and Barnabas prepared to leave the synagogue, but the people wanted to hear more and urged them to return the following Sabbath. As the people dispersed after the meeting, many Jews and converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas. Privately, Paul and Barnabas continued teaching them and urged them to remain steadfast in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, it seemed the whole city had gathered to hear the message of the Lord. But some of the Jewish leaders were jealous when they saw these huge crowds. They began to argue with and contradict Paul's message, as well as slander him. Paul and Barnabas together responded with great confidence. Paul and Barnabas said, "Okay then. It was only right that we should bring God's message to you, Jewish people, first, but now since you are rejecting our message and identifying yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we are turning to the outsiders. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, thank you for the conviviality in the first part of these verses, that people just were so interested. And Lord, I know I just need to confess that there are times where I think the gospel's a burden, like I'm afraid to share it, but it's actually the most exciting news in the whole wide world. And it's not a burden. People, when they hear about the grace of you, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are so excited and they want to know more. And so Lord, help us to be prepared in season and out of season to share your gospel and to share your word with excitement. And Lord, I know that that is accompanied by the life change that I have experienced and the life change that we all have experienced. So Lord, help us to not only tell the story, but to live the story. Lord, we thank you for Paul and Barnabas urging the people to remain steadfast in the grace of God. Teach us what that means. And I think that has to mean that we continually come back to you for grace. We continually say, I messed up again. Please forgive me. I need your grace. And then we know and learn that your grace is sufficient for us because your power is made so beautifully perfect in our weakness. This is to walk in grace and to experience grace on a daily basis. Lord, thank you that right now in this moment, we can experience that outrageous grace, that grace that follows after us, that grace that shows us that we are not defined by our failures, but by your victory. Lord, thank you for another day of life that we can live in that victory. And Lord, at the end of this passage, it talks about jealousy. And as I look through the Gospels, I see that really you were delivered to be crucified because of jealousy, because other crowds, larger crowds were following you, because you had turned the world upside down, because you had healed so many. You had healed lepers and people who had been lame or blind from birth at times. And Lord, who could not speak, could not hear, could not see, who were bleeding for years and years and years, you were the healer. And because of that, so many people followed you and they were jealous. So Lord, as I pray that, I just pray for all of us that we would not succumb to the sin of jealousy by looking at someone else who has followers or influence or fame or whatever and be jealous or envious of what they have. Lord, help us to garden in our own garden, to weed our own garden, to pluck fruit from our own garden instead of looking at someone else's backyard. give us that kind of contentment, because that's the kind of contentment that pleases you. I pray all of this in Jesus' powerful, beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you're new to the podcast, you might not know this, but you can listen on your Alexa device. And also, there is a Pray Every Day app that is absolutely free. And it's just an easier way to listen to the podcast. As well, you'll receive a devotional that's written out every single day. So when you're going throughout your day and you think, oh, I just need something from the Lord right now, you can read that, or you can put your earbuds in and listen. So I hope that helps you, and I hope you have an amazing day.